And then there is a third topic that in these volatile times we are going through, it's an important and difficult topic to manage. Because liquidity is good, you sell your coffee and you get your cash in the bank account or whatever you would like to store it. And then you have 100% liquidity. You only make remittances. But then in the end, you need to be wisely doing it according to the payments you need to cover and to settle. But also, it's not wise either to convert all your coffee, your physical asset, into cash, because in these volatile times, coffee is something safer than
Cash.
having your asset in cash.
This episode is proudly brought to you by Mapper Forward's workshop, It's Time to Become a Coffee Consultant. Learn how to diversify your revenue streams and create freedom from your day job while saying goodbye to that alarm clock forever by becoming a consultant within the coffee industry or directly to consumers who have shifted towards home brewing and home roasting. Protect your income from challenging times in the coffee value chain by taking this course today. Go to mapperforward.coffee/workshops or click the link in the show notes for details. Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward, friends. I'm your host, Lee Safar, and this is unfortunately episode 5 of a 5-part series of a fantastic conversation with Fabrizio. Fabrizio, thank you for just a wonderful discussion about what is usually a very difficult topic to cover, but you've made it super accessible for people to understand. So thank you. In this episode, we're going to be talking about what challenges do cash flow and liquidity present for running a coffee farm. So over to you. What challenges do they present?
Hello, Lee, and everyone. Cash flow is one of the most important business variables that the producer should be taking care of and managing it. And basically, it's the capacity a producer or a business have to pay the bills on time and to have the capacity to purchase the inputs in moments the prices are more favorable. So this is the key point, because there are times where all the price of inputs or a specific price of input will be cheaper. And then if you have money available, you can get that opportunity. And also you can negotiate a little bit better because you are paying in cash without payment terms. So you'll be reducing your cost of production. So in the end, the liquidity, the availability of cash make you purchase your inputs at better price and make it possible for you to get the opportunities where volatile price of resources are in a position of being cheaper in related terms to other times in the year. So in the end, it reduces or increases. I mean, good liquidity, cash flow availability can reduce significantly the cost of production.
What's the reality of how much producers have available on hand? Are most producers usually strapped for cash? Do they run liquid, like flush?
Oh, good question. There are times where there are more kind of liquidity and times where there is less. Because liquidity does not only come from the coffee sales. It can also, the producer can borrow money from the cooperative or the bank. But that's the thing, to manage cash flow, to manage liquidity, you need to get good business. You need to have to understand your business, you need to have good credit rates. So you can either use your own money or you can use someone else's money. So that's the first point. And the second is that you need to understand where and when in the future you need cash, so you can plan in advance either selling your coffee, because whenever you're selling something, if you need money overnight, the liquidity and price are, they don't go together. If you need more liquidity really quickly, your price will be lower for selling your coffee. So you need to understand the need for money in advance, or you can have time to negotiate good loans with the lenders. That's the point. And then there is a third topic that in these volatile times we are going through, it's an important and difficult topic to manage, because liquidity is good. You sell your coffee and you get your cash in the bank account or whatever you would like to store it. And then you have 100% liquidity. You only make remittances.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the end, you need to be wisely doing it according to the payments you need to cover and to settle. But also, it's not wise either to convert all your coffee, your physical asset, into cash, because in these volatile times, coffee is something safer than
cash,
having your asset in cash. So that's another complicated thing that the growers need to be wisely managing. And through times of uncertainty like we are having now, it's safer, wiser to keep your coffee as coffee and selling it
as you need to
along the way as you need coffee for money for 1 or 2 months ahead. That's kind of my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. Many economists or finance guys would not agree with that, because there are even people that don't see that we are going through volatile times or times of uncertainty from now on to the future.
So what you're saying is, with a producer having access to this commodity that they have produced on their own farm, they're better off controlling the amount that they convert into cash and have in the bank and the way that they're spending that money, and essentially keeping the commodity as the commodity rather than selling it, hedges against any volatility that may be present or in the near term.
I tell you one thing, that the balance usually is the best way forward, wisest decisions. It's not because we don't want to take decisions because we are in doubt of things, but it's because we are never able to predict accurately the future. So what I do and what I recommend to producers that ask for my advices is to manage it both ways. Get some cash, sell some coffee in advance so you can get better prices, you can get the good opportunities, but keep something as coffee, your product. So eventually, if it's a drought in Brazil or frost and the prices go up, you have your coffee.
You can
benefit. Or if you have a problem in your country that the production next year will be worse off, and then your cost of production per unit will go up, then you have coffee to be sold at higher price so you can settle down the losses out of a smaller production next year. So a good balance is a good strategy for the future.
And if you look at what some things have happened around the world, like recently in Lebanon, recently, like the last few years, what happened in Lebanon was that people who had sold assets over the years and either offshored money or sold the assets that they had and they were living in Lebanon and put that money in the bank, overnight, every $1,000 turned into $15 overnight. We live in such volatile times that I no longer believe that that's not possible anyway. I have like zero faith left in the governments around the world and the financial systems. And I just feel like the best way to play anything these days is, as you said, with balance. Have a little bit here, have a little bit there, have a little bit tucked away. don't have everything in one spot because you never know. I mean, the last 3 or 4 years should have shown everybody that normal doesn't really exist anymore, does it?
Not really. At least it's been so short period of times.
Yeah.
Normality. The slices are too thin.
The slices are too thin. And I mean, people who got burnt in Lebanon, and there were a lot of them, you know, there are a lot of Lebanese in Australia, and a lot of Lebanese in Australia had, you know, they'd invested a lot of the money that they had made in Lebanon, and then they'd sold property in Lebanon and put it in their bank in Lebanon as US dollars. In one night, it was gone.
Really, and another good piece of advice is for us humans that we are, like my opinion, more emotional than rational beings. Luckily, right? It's way funnier and happier this way.
Yeah, life makes life more interesting.
We should not get too excited about things because whenever things are going well and economy is growing, business is doing good, sometimes we lose touch with the reality. So there is a TED Talk or a podcast I listened somewhere in the past that six attributes of long-living companies. And one of it is prudence. We always need to be... Achieving good balance, not getting afraid or excited to the extreme with things that are taking place now. Being prudent, it's a good piece of advice.
I love that. It sounds like, unfortunately, for coffee producers, a lot of it lacks certainty. There's a lot less certainty for people in business in general these days. But for coffee producers and people who produce anything really agriculturally, they're juggling so many balls with so little certainty that it almost feels like a lot of it is a gamble. And so prudence feels like a luxury for them, no?
It's true. It's a luxury, but it's everything in life. Like it's easier to say than easier said than done.
Yeah.
But there are optimism as well, Lee, because I've been seeing, because in the ultimate driver for our supply chain is consumption. And we've been seeing consumption growing, not necessarily in quality the way we would love to, but the consumption has been growing. So by the ultra super macro perspective, supply chain of coffee is still with good muscles to keep growing. Southeast Asia, China, many places, well-developed countries that consume a lot of coffee. At this point, they are keeping up with the consumption. So there is optimism in my point of view.
Yep.
But of course, there are many issues, important ones to be addressed underneath this overall optimism.
And hopefully technology is going to fast track some of that. That's something that I'm incredibly optimistic about, is that with the introduction of or the acceleration of technology, whether it be through robotics or whether it be through artificial intelligence or whether it just be in general through the way that we're using technology that's available to us, it's going to lead to better solutions as Gen Z come ages into coffee production and they get excited about, you know, what they want to do in the future. So let's hope that the succession that is volatile ends up becoming something that we see grow into the future.
Exactly. I'm usually optimistic, sometimes naively optimistic.
Well, you know, we need people like you and to balance out people like me. I'm not a negative person. I'm just such a realist that I look at these kinds of things and I'm like, this seems increasingly more difficult this year to solve than it has been in the past few years. And I'm not sure that the way out is going to be as easy as it could have been 2 years ago. But, you know, we kick the can down the road on a lot of things and, you have to pay the piper. So I'm hopeful that producers are not going to be the ones that are left holding the bag on all of this. I think that the producers have been doing the right thing for so long.
And what I think will end up happening is that, in my opinion, I think the producers are the ones who are going to win out of all of this as we start to see people on the consuming end have to be more responsible in the way that they participate. Producers are going to start, in my opinion, being forced to ask for people to pay more. Otherwise, they'll withhold their product. And yeah. I don't know.
Go ahead. I'm optimistic naturally, but also because I've been seeing projects working well, not only here in Brazil, but like I'm biased because I work within this amazing team at Sun Coffee, but we've been working with 350 small producers where we can see they being engaged in the young generation coming back to coffee. They've been engaged to work with sustainability, to do good quality coffee, to improve themselves, to be a better product to be sold and to be recognized to the market. And they are getting excited about it. And we have a lot of customers, roasters in 29 countries nowadays that support us a lot, bringing knowledge, recognition, more value. So the wheel has been turning into using the capitalism as a tool and using the supply chain of coffee to bring prosperity and to re-signify what it means to work in coffee here. I don't believe it's 100% scalable to 140 million bags of coffee or even more that we produce in the coffee in the world nowadays. But there will be different solutions in different spots in the world that will make things happen, because there are many people with, they are capable of, with good skills and good intentions. So in the end, I believe there will be a good future. Unfortunately, sometimes not to everybody, but there will be improvements in many places. I hope that.
As we say in the Middle East, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Will you do me the great honor of, actually in a second, I just want to thank you. I really, really want to thank you for a wonderful conversation about what is, like I said, a very intimidating subject for most people, but you did such a fantastic job helping us navigate these very challenging ideas. So thank you again, Fabrício.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Lee, and you've been doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
Not only out of the guests you have in your podcast, but out of the being bold to touch difficult topics. So there will be many people in the supply chain that will be having access of important pieces of information and knowledge. It's highly important to this better world we are very much looking forward to see ahead of us in coffee.
Inchal.
And count on me whenever you need to participate podcast.
I'm gonna. I promise.
And the last good piece of advice to the listeners, don't take my words as 100% truth. True, only think about them. Go to other sources of information and make your own reasoning out of it, because everyone has different problems and different scenarios, different contexts, and different possibilities in life. So we need to be finding knowledge, but finding our own way forward. It's a piece of advice and also an incentive.
Spoken like a true, actual, real thinker, which is fantastic. That's the kind of example that I hope that we set on this podcast for people, is don't take our word for it. Go and learn. Go and find out more information. So where can people find out more about Sun Coffee?
Oh, we have our Instagram, which is suncoffee.br, and also our website, www.suncoffee.com.
Okay. We will include links in the show notes, and I'll also include a link to Fabrício's LinkedIn in case anyone wants to get in contact with Fabrício. Thank you again for an incredible series. Will you sign off for us for this episode, please?
Yeah. Peace, love, and peanut butter.
Have an amazing rest of your day, everyone. Bye.
I really hope you enjoyed this episode, friends. Please don't forget to show us some love by subscribing, liking, commenting, and most of all, sharing this podcast with your friends. Check the show notes for links, including our sponsors and our Patreon. And stay tuned for more great conversations on the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward.